Okay, we're going to call the meeting of Thursday, August 25th to order. Start at the 29th, move to the 25th. The regular meeting was moved from last week to the 29th. Mr. Pyle, would you do the invocation and the pledge for us?
Well, Heavenly Father, our hearts are heavy for the Weaver family. We lift them up, Betty, Dirk, Kent, Chad, and Tracy. Just give them peace in this horrible situation. Give us wisdom today in all we do, that for the city and our airport.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford.
Here.
Sandy Klein.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
Gary Waldron.
Here.
We have Corin.
Okay, the minutes of Thursday, August 25th, which I was expecting to pop up. Have a discussion of those, any additions or additions, and motion for acceptance.
Move to be accepted.
Second. A motion, second, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Show the minutes of the 25th. Unfinished business, the RFP for the...
11-008, that was the aviation, non-aviation development RFP that was issued beginning of this year. As you recall, we had three bids come in, Landmark, Dunphy, and Ocala Jet Center. Our review committee met several times, ranked them, rated them, negotiated with them, and ultimately rejected the, or ultimately recommended the city council that the council reject all the bids and direct staff to pursue the state grant funding for the terminal design and to initiate the design process, or sorry, to authorize staff to begin the process, pursue the state grant, and initiate the design process. Council approved that on the September 20th meeting, and so now we're moving forward with collecting some data. I've been to four or five different airports looking at the terminals, getting pictures inside and out. I know Wayne's been up seeing a couple of them. We're going to pull that information together, see what other airports are doing. Bill and I are going to sit down and try and focus on what we're trying to accomplish with the terminal building, where we want to put it. We need to gather our stakeholders on the airport and run that by them and get a consensus. Ultimately, we'll draft an ROQ, request for qualifications, put it on the street, and look for an engineer to design it and move forward with it that respect.
Okay. I was part of that committee. I like this board's position and mine for a long time, but that's the right track. Build it the way we want, it'll be ours, and then we'll end it, and we'll do what we want. That's what we need for the future.
One of the comparisons that we're trying to do is see what these other airports, what they built for what it costs. Granted, the economy may be a little different, but nonetheless, we still have a pretty good idea. And we've got $4 million. We need to design it. We need to tear down the old building and build a new one for $4 million. It's going to be a little tight.
$4 million ought to go further based on some of the other folks the city's got on the planet, I guess, for, and have been willing to
Imagine they built a 10,000 square foot facility with four wings and it cost them less than $3 million.
Which?
But it looks, you know, Sebastian. Sebastian.
Sebastian. Have you been to Lakeland?
I visited Lakeland, Bartow, Winter Haven, Leesburg, Sebastian.
Did you fly or drive?
I drove. Oh, and I went to Fantasy of Flight too because it was on the way.
Well, build one of those here too is all it needs to be.
Well, you know what? You need to consider them as an example too. They have a great integrated restaurant in their facility. And
so they're like a tourist attraction around that pool of this little bit.
But nonetheless, I mean, the restaurant at Lakeland and the restaurant at Bartow, and even Winter Haven seemed like it had more floor space at those airports than it did at Fantasy of Flight.
Did the one in Lakeland close?
It did close. Is it open now, the restaurant?
I don't remember. Winter Haven was closed. Bartow was closed.
Lakeland was closed.
Lakeland was gearing up. That was it.
They
were gearing up. You know, Lakeland just established Part 380 charter airline service to and from Niagara Falls. So, and they're pushing 10,000 enplanements in the next 2 months. That's through direct air. So their restaurant has seen somewhat of a resurgence. So the whole terminal's been redesigned. FAO was kicked out. They constructed a brand new facility for them, and the whole terminal is restaurant, airport administration, TSA, and everything else is related to scheduled airline service. The holding areas, ticket counters, everything. Baggage, the baggage belts in there now.
Well, I was really surprised that Lakeland went under because they had a real lot, and there was so easy to fly in there, and you know, a natural place to park, easy to park.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was it was upstairs.
The manager at Lakeland, Gene, told me that the problem they had with the old restaurant tenant was they never did any outside advertising. They relied strictly on the aviation side. And that was one of the main problems. They couldn't draw people off the street. And
that's right.
So they're hoping to find their next operator would be able to do that.
Because there's one on the other side, which was kind of a 3.5 or 4 star, that went under. Mm-hmm. But that was because it was a little too pricey, and again, a little bit out of the swim.
Mm-hmm.
Nice restaurant.
Well, restaurants are having a more difficult time now in general, so. But ours, if you have an upstairs restaurant here and what kind of draw, it's located, you know, on the main borough of Eric, it's potentially pretty good for
with the right user, they can do some advertising. Yeah.
It takes the right operator and the right.
Or operator.
Any more questions?
Any more questions on this? Well, continue to keep the board informed as to our progress with the focus group and the design initiative. Project Tulip, I was hoping to have some good news today. The FAA is still working with FDOT on their final approval of this. I had a good conference call with them last Friday. It looks like the proceeds of the land release will, $2 million of it will be applied towards the terminal project. The remainder, the state would like to see that put towards infrastructure development, specifically in the taxiway. We just had an airport-wide pavement survey conducted. It was a state-sponsored pavement survey. A lot of our connectors and our taxiways are in distress. Quite a bit of alligator cracking on the southern section of taxiway Alpha, south of Alpha 7. And then some of the connectors need to be redone as well. I mean, some of the pavement there is over 20 years old. And that age was reflected in the study. Since it was a state study, the state has some say in how the money is directed. They want to see it put into the infrastructure. So the FAA and the state are just waiting to coordinate their letters and send them to us. That's all that's remaining. By and large, I think 99% sure that they're going to approve the land release. Incidentally, in speaking with both the FAA and the state, they are highly favorable to us putting or doing the terminal project. They realize it's a high priority for the city. They see what we have out here and what we have to operate out of. And compared to other facilities, other airports of similar size and scope, we are lacking in that department. And they're behind us doing the terminal project 100%. I'm hopeful that I can get some FAA money tied in to do maybe some infrastructure portions of the project, parking lot improvements, or tying the apron in with the terminal, and maybe even doing some drainage improvements, and kind of pull that out of the state grant so that we can use more of that state grant towards the vertical improvements of the terminal itself. Still working that angle. Give you advice on that.
It would be two separate facilities, the tower and the terminal?
Yes.
Because yeah, we would not. Time, way back, we had a drawing in which we had the tower and then the terminal kind of utilized some of the.
And the FAA instructed us that they are no longer allowing those joint facilities because of the post 9/11 environment. They want to keep terminals and towers or towers separate from anything.
Understand. So.
Moving on. Speaking about the terminal design, we've already touched on this. It was a separate agenda item, but we've already pretty much covered it. I guess it would add that there's quite a bit of interest in this project from consultants. Both already on board with the city and those that are not. I think we'll get a good response to the ROQ when we finally get to the point of advertising it. Construction update. Our security project is well underway. The antenna towers have been installed at all the gates. That's to communicate the gate information to the central computer. The pedestals are in for the pin pads, and we're just waiting for the rest of the equipment to come in and for the contractor to install it. So we're on time, we're on schedule. 67th Avenue, I just drove it this morning. It's paved all the way through. Not complete, but both sides aren't complete, but it's paved all the way through. You can get through it. They are working fast and furious out there to get it done. Still looking for a November 2011 completion date. We were out there on Wednesday morning looking at possible sign options at the entrance. City Council was exploring the idea of a vertical type sign. I don't have an example to show you today. Still not convinced that's the right way to go. I kind of like the low profile with the flagstone look, but I believe it's going back to council here soon. I don't have a date yet, but when I get it, I'll be sure to send an email out to you guys. Okay. Fuel. Year to date, we're down, total fuel, we're down 13.6% over this time last year. On the monthly, relatively flat on that gas, we were a load behind. So you can see large. Remember, we're basing this off of loads. So we're either going to be 8,500 gallons above or 8,500 gallons below typically. So you see some pretty wild swings. The big number to look at would be this number here. This line under the year to date. Fuel pricing comparisons as of this morning. Both jet fuel on the left, gas in the center, full serve. We're still in the top 7 or 8 of the price at. That price will be down here very shortly. They've had quite a reduction in their cost, and that'll be reflected at the pump as soon as they can work through their employees. Operations. About 30, almost 3,500 for the month of August. When you take our year-to-date totals and extrapolate them out, we're looking at about 51,325 on the year. Last year, we estimated we did about 56,000.
Down from when we originally had the grant for the tower and the tower was approved.
Almost 50% down. Now, I will tell you this. Under the FAA DOT appropriations package, the contract tower program was fully funded, and they were limiting the sponsor airport contributions to 20% of the total cost. If that's the case, our financial obligations won't be as dramatic of an increase as we initially thought. Our next audit will be sometime in mid-2012, and we'll know by then if we owe the federal government any money for the contract tower program.
That's retroactively or what?
I can't answer that question. I'm not sure.
Maybe we'll fly a lot of airplanes in the meantime.
Maybe. I mean, everybody's down, so we've got to argue that point somehow.
Kind of a negative thing. At what point do they pull the plug on the tower?
They won't. They won't pull the plug on the tower. It'll be up to us to fund it. If the FAA wants to back out of the contract tower program, then airports with control towers that are not in the contract tower program hire their own controllers, set their own hours, and we'd be looking at doing something like that. But I do not foresee that happening in the future.
Because there's several that have pulled the
towers. Contract towers? I'm not aware of it.
I ran into one of them 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Where was it?
Indiana.
A smaller city?
Yeah.
There's a lot of those old smaller cities up in the Midwest that were the federal control company.
Probably.
And they, you know, that's a whole different animal than what we have. So they did away with federal controllers, and the city probably didn't elect the
company. I just wondered if there was any conversation in that area.
I haven't heard any rumors or scuttlebutt or anything as to that with Ocala.
I hope not.
Well, general aviation in general is off some fairly large percentage. So I think they got to be taking some of that into account. I don't know where it's passionate. They're rated by regions and national. We'll say whatever it is, whatever it is. We don't have any control over that.
That concludes my presentation.
About the minimum standards, the council take that up?
They've not taken that up yet. Looks like that will most likely go to them in mid-October to review. They did approve the lease policy. That was a win.
Okay. But your report, person wishing to appear to see.
Well, going to the operations, we have some good news. We just bought another facility in Miami, the Tammy and Pendle community. Mm-hmm. And they have a very large flight school there, 35, 40 aircraft or so. But my regional VP has made an agreement with them on a really good fuel program, and they are promising to utilize all of our facilities for the cross countries. So hopefully that will give us some more operations. I don't know, Matt and I were looking at, you know, the mileage, I don't know how much Ocala will get out of it, but hopefully something give us, you know, some fuel gallons, but, you know, obviously more important than maybe some touch and goes.
What did you buy in Tamiya?
Falcon Coast.
And what is that? Is that an FBO? Mm-hmm. On Falcon? Mm-hmm.
Is that, he was going into bankruptcy.
That's not the one on, though. It used to be called TAC Air, is it?
No. They build it as Falcon Trust. It's like a Taj Mahal. It's unbelievable.
Is it on the south side?
That I'm not sure. I can't answer that. I've not been there. I don't know.
I've been there.
huge facility, and I'm sure had they not gotten it for one heck of a deal, they weren't with us. I think it was just going into bankruptcy because that's...
Too good to turn down.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll give us a little bit of some operations, some fuel sales. I did an interesting study, I gave it to Matt a little while ago. I took the aircraft that we've lost in the last couple of years, Nada, okay? Nada, the Westwind, Pilatus, and of course Gulfstream's already been flying at all. And just those aircraft alone and the fractionals, I think he'll say, I think it's like 90,000 gallons just with those aircraft. So it just gives you an idea that, you know, it is the economy, but it's also the economy of the aircraft that we've lost and the fractionals that went down. Is it 90 yet? Just those four aircraft based here in Ocala, the difference from 2011 to 2009, that's just the first through August, is 97,000 gallons, just for those four aircraft.
And they left or went out of business or...
Exactly. And then if you take the fractionals, there's 140,000 gallons from 2009 to 2011.
What are fractionals?
Fractionals like NetJets, Citation Air, flight options. NetJets is the biggest one here.
But they're still coming here.
Oh, they're still coming in. It's just that, you know, their business has gone down, you know, nationwide drastically. But I'm just looking at how it's affected us here in Ocala with the fractionals. But I just thought it was an interesting point to bring up to everybody that I was surprised that it was that much just looking at those four aircraft. You know, that's a big percentage of our fuel.
Now, people like NetJets, do you have contracts with them? Or you
have... Oh, yeah, we have national contracts with them.
So they fuel here on the radio.
And it's just decreased. I mean, because a lot of them are farm owners, and, you know, with the economy, it's just, you know, the sale runs as it used to be, so. But anyway, so hopefully we'll, now Nada was replaced by the Legacy with them beyond, but they go back towards Miami. So, I mean, they are buying fuel from us, but, you know, I've had a deal with them. But, it doesn't fly nearly as much as Sparkles was doing in that Falcon, you know, especially with Japan. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting, you know, as we're looking at this in our volumes and everything, what a big percentage it is of our jet fuel.
Well, I think we had a pretty frank discussion, open discussion last time about, you know, the pricing is one thing, but there's a lot of other factors affecting it. You know, like Gary was talking about, the old codgers from the air ranch don't want to get over here and tangle with the tower people because they're afraid of being violated.
Right.
Me and Gary, I'm not afraid of all the codgers.
We codgers.
We all codgers. I'm a junior codger, he's a senior codger. But, you know, there is factors in that you don't even think about.
I didn't.
You know, the FAA,
you know.
The FAA is not as kind and gentle as they once were. And there's a lot of horror stories around about pilots being violated for things that, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, where they just kind of, they mentioned it to you, slapped you on the wrist, and now you get some kind of enforcement.
Shut down.
Goes further than that. So
yeah.
Some of that's there, but whether it's real or not, there's people that perceive that as a problem.
Sure,
so,
yeah, they don't want to go to the airport.
So they got on Saturday morning, they don't come over here and want to fly around a tower because they might get in trouble. Yeah. And some of them could be in trouble.
What tower guys mentioned it really?
No, the guys here are great.
Yeah, we've had several planes come in out of frequency, and they've been great. They just have to go talk to them.
Yeah. But I think, like you said, it's the fear of
it. I think it's the fear of
it. These guys have been
wondering. I have no idea what happened here. I think it's been just the opposite. But they're just, you know, Uncle Sam's there. Better to just stay away from Uncle Sam. Yeah.
Did they violate the guy that flew in? They didn't?
Yeah.
We had a guy come in with a chart from 2009 that did not have the control tower on there. And he swore up and down that his chart was okay and that he was in the right. He came in, totally nominal frequency, landed, and everything.
Did you see that?
I guess they didn't violate him.
Yes.
And that was a month ago.
Yes.
Hey, blew him in the truck.
Chart.
A 1968 standard oil motor. They're probably not going to like that at all.
We still catch them. Periodically, we still catch a few on the intercom. Just we, you know, listen to that still. And they'll call us and be like, hey, did you know there's a tower? Switch over.
In the old days, it wasn't unusual to find road maps and airplanes.
specifically for flight training here in Ocala. And we get the visas issued and everything. We got that approved back in the summer.
What accent?
These are from Ecuador, so they're not too bad, but not as bad as the Chinese that were coming from the other schools at this point in time. We've got two students here, we're trying to get up to eight at a time, so we're trying to get up. And that'll increase, if we're able to do that, that'll increase. We've got, I think, we have two here, we've got a park permit that we're putting them up in. We've got four more that are actually signed up to come in the next 2 months. So we're trying to, you know, offset some of our loss here, hopefully we're bringing in some foreign students to us. And they all go through the visa program, when they get a visa issued by the state, we give them the paperwork to get that. They have to go through TSA and then they get into the border. Our very first one that showed up at the border back 2 weeks ago was turned away and sent back to France. They actually turned it over to the police in France for some reason. But he issued the visa, you know, he got his passport in some country, showed up in Detroit, and they turned him around and sent him back, so. Never told us why, but, you know, but the last two got in without a problem.
Where are you putting them up?
They're staying in Tuscany. Pretty nice apartments. I guess that's probably what we're doing, one of them, just at this point, huh?
Do you see that continuing and growing for you?
We're hoping to, like I said, we want to get eight, that's the max I want to do. If we need more than that, then I'm going to increase building space. So, we're hoping that, you know, we get to eight, we can hold that for a little bit.
You know, we build a new terminal, we'll have all kind of room, you can.
Yeah, it's possible, we could actually put in, you know, putting modules out for a time period, classroom space and everything. Eight, we can handle what we've got. And if I can do that, it'll almost double our business, like keep eight of them here and just load stuff. So that's really all we're shooting for at this point in time.
Good. Here's your question.
The other thing that I would like to mention, I don't know whether the airport themselves have, set any kind of acknowledgement of the $100 per flight charge that the federal government's trying to put on us. It's just a input from this group or from the airport itself. I think it would be a good idea to, you know, try to get some sort of impact to our congressman or whatever. That
I'll forward that. If I forward that to you, you can forward it to everybody?
Yes,
the
I
NBA,
sure
is. It's a real simple, on the NBA site, you just basically put your information in there and it's a pre-written letter that puts your name in and it goes out to Stearns and everybody that needs to go to. But it's not an automatic letter, you know, to get in there. But I'll forward that to you this afternoon.
Now, I have sent it out to our two senators and their congressmen on the airport's behalf, with my name on it, but I'll send it.
I sent mine out the other day, but I'll send that to you. It's a real simple site to use.
Mine was through the General Aviation Airport Action Committee.
Yeah, send me that one. I'll send that to Ted, and Ted will send that to all of the GMs at Landmark, too.
Well, they get the matter, okay?
I'm sorry?
The other culture amendments? The maintenance business going well?
Doing okay.
Been busy?
Been.
One other.
One comment for the two that call themselves codgers. Please look up that in the dictionary. You may not want to call yourselves that.
He did.
Oh, okay.
That's how you pass that right along. One item of interest tomorrow, I know, you know, Wayne and Tracy are working on, but the University of Alabama football team is flying here tomorrow. Yeah, on the Delta 757, I don't guess anybody was out here except myself. I didn't see anybody at the airport staff 2 weeks ago when University of Tennessee came in. And it's really impressive to see a 757 on our ramp coming in and being handled. Delta brought in their own equipment along with the folks from Landmark and handled the airplane really, really well. And it's impressive to see that kind of airplane landing here and backing into our ramp and our new set of stairs that we're playing the Wayne stairs, you know, being pushed up to.
Matt, do you have access to your video?
They were very, very,
I'm trying
very,
to find that right
now. A lot of good comments there, and I think we'll see a lot more coming. They were very, we had those buses loaded and off the ramp within a 10-minute time. So they were very, very impressed with that. And
they have half the football team helping them.
Well, they had all those guys. That made it more confusing. That really slowed us down. Because there were so many people trying to help.
They were kind of confused when they got to Florida Field, too, that
is. I was like, my goodness, there's too many guys.
What time are they supposed to be here?
5:45, I think, for land.
They're a little later arrived.
Yeah, a little bit later. Yeah, it was originally 4:30.
And they're coming to your ramp, is that what?
So I tell you what, one thing that you might mention, I don't know if somebody, Sonny's responsible for the PR and so forth from the city. Is he not still? It would be a bad idea to call the newspaper. I think the news, the only route outside to put the newspaper, picture of a Delta 757 with the Alabama football.
Which section, the sports or the?
No, I mean just in general.
You may have the UF fans out there spreading some nails around.
I mentioned something about that coming here, and it was a couple of weeks ago at Flying Airport.
Matt's got some real nice video, and he did send it to the manager's office. Hopefully they show the pass. I don't know if we want to really publicize those events, because the reason they're coming in here is, you know, to be out of the fan base.
Well, yeah, but the airplane coming, I mean, they don't know when they're coming.
Yeah.
I think the fact that it points to our airport didn't have anything to do with anything other than showing
your hopefully airport. That'll end up on our website. And it does prove he cuts his grass, and we didn't need to buy that blower.
And there's not anything stuck to it. You should have had ground control. Should have had ground control on top of it. Need to overlay the top of the tower on that.
What's that?
Need to overlay the tower top.
Oh, the tower over? Yeah, I could probably figure that out. little video camera has fun.
Yeah. But you need to see that. I don't think, you know, from the airport, from promoting an airport, people don't realize you have an airport.
I think it's a good idea. I think the president.
So I think trying to get the Star Banner discovered, you know, they're not going to know when other teams are coming. There's no more of a schedule of series.
Yeah, well, we can't rely on the Star Banner to do our advertising. So
but it doesn't hurt. It's free.
Right. We've, like Bill said, I provided that video to our PR people and pictures and asked them to integrate it into our website somehow. Mm-hmm. We got some pretty good still photos and the tower in the background, its departure.
I would imagine they'll be here tomorrow anyway.
There'll be a number of airplanes here tomorrow.
Yeah, we've already got quite a few.
I know Jack Roush is coming.
Yeah, he's coming in about 10 or 11.
Dick Lewis is coming down with Jack Roush. Some airplanes coming for all of them. Well, if no other business, any comments by individual board members? Okay, having none. Offer motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much for the time. Worked out what I'll have in the